After World War II, during World War II, there were many major catastrophes in port areas, such as the port of Bombay. Had a simple incident on a ship wound up major explosions, and 23 ships blew up, and thousands of people died. We had our Texas City disaster, which was a simple case of a ship loading fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, and hundreds of people got killed. When you think about the old ports, the way the ports were laid out, we had all the docks around Manhattan.
Right.
And the docks were always in city areas. You know, when you think of our major seaports, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they were in the heart of the cities.
Yeah.
So, and that was logical because they needed, the average merchant ship that came in 1940, you'd have to employ about 100 longshoremen.
Okay.
Each day for about 10 days to load and discharge the ship. And then there was 100 people on the dock. So if you had five ships in, you had 5,000 people employed.
Right.
So, you know, these people, the ships came to very high population areas. So if the ship exploded, a lot of people would get hurt.
Yeah.
Plus, most of the docks in New York as well as elsewhere were all wooden finger piers. And, you know, with creosoted logs, creosoted timbers, that burns.
Right.
So if you had a fire, we had the Luckenbach Pier fire in Pier 56 in Brooklyn. And it was a massive fire. And you couldn't fight the fire because the fire started at the end or close to the street. So it blocked the fire engines from getting to the fire as the fire burned out the end of the pier. So now you have places like Port Newark. There's no people around.
Right.
You know, there could be a massive explosion here and very few people would be injured.
Right.
We had a gas leak on a ship in Los Angeles, one of the Evergreen ships. And, you know, they evacuated the port area and were able to deal with the incident on board the ship. And nobody got hurt. So for 4 days, this incident occurred and then nobody got hurt. So,
well, I'm wondering if that was a conscious effort to kind of move the port away from heavily populated urban centers, or if it just was
that all came with containerization.
Right, and the ships got bigger.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because when you have, if you have containers, where are you going to put them in downtown Manhattan?
Right.
So as a result, a lot of things evolved at the same time.
I see. Yeah.
The cargoes got got more hazardous.
Yeah.
And the cargoes became containerized, so they moved away from port areas.
Yeah.
But there had to be standards, and seafarers today are not that familiar with the problems of cargoes because they're more concerned about navigation and everything else.
Yeah.